I think that David can play a multiple positions, and you know, he certainly is athletic enough to do so. And although, as you know, he played left tackle, he has good feet, but I think he's very versatile. And so we're excited to get him in here and see where we're going to place him.
You start him out on the left side and then go from there?
I'm not sure about that. You know, we always take our time with that and go in as a staff and with Coach McCarthy and figure those things out as moving forward into the rookie camp.
James, what did you see in Treader that you liked?
You know, Treader's a very versatile player, a very smart player. You know, has very good strength. Was 30 plus in the bench press. Very mature kid that understands the game of football and has a lot of upside.
What positions could he play?
Excuse me?
What positions could he play?
You know, he's very much like David, in the fact that we feel that he can play multiple positions. And again, once we get him here and see how things work out, that we'll put them in the place that we feel best that they can help us win games. But certainly both those kids give you a lot of flexibility. You know, it's hard to say that, Bob, when a guy hasn't done it in a game. But again, I think these kids are very good athletes, flexible kids. And I think that there's a lot of flexibility and gives you an opportunity to get better at a lot of positions, certainly. But, you know, I think we have to wait to be seen.
James, you like to talk about competition in your room. What is picking two guys back-to-back here do for the competition?
Well, I think, you know, every year, you know, going forward, Jason, you try to create competition, and we have competition already set from the practice squad kids and the players that we currently have of the 12 that are in that room, with the addition of Kevin Hughes. We've added him, and I think that, you know, adding players for me, you know, if I'm in that room, you know, let's be honest, you got two fourth round picks back to back. Certainly the competition barometer went up a heck of a lot. And so that's a good thing to have. And the men that are already in that room understand that, and they understood that before this draft, certainly. And our competition just got better.
These guys add to the physicality of the line, either now or eventually?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Back to you, already talked about being a finisher. Is that something you saw when you watched him?
Yes, he is. And so is our Cornell tackle too. I mean, they both possess that ability to play through a whistle and up to a whistle, you know, within the rules. But they do finish. They stay engaged with their people that they're blocking. They do a very good job of with their fundamentals, maintaining proper base, width, those type of things. And they're both active hands players. I mean, they're going to punch you all the way through the block. And so they do both do a very good job with that.
Where are you at left tackle right now, just among your incoming guys? Have you guys made decisions with Olaga, or is it Marshall's job? Or
We've obviously had talks about things, but certainly, you know, today is a day for both of these two young men to embrace the Packer way. I talked to both of them just a couple minutes ago on the phone, and they're excited as heck, excuse me, to be Green Bay Packers. So I really think for this purposes, talking about those two kids, give them their due. They've worked extremely hard, and they've landed in the best place in the National Football League as Green Bay Packers. So,
did Bakhtiari look like a left tackle when you watched him on film?
Yes, he does. Absolutely. Got very good feet, good quickness, explosive out of his stance. Did a very nice job.
And you guys have a great quarterback, but how much do offensive linemen love to run block? And is that something that your guys would be potentially excited about getting to do more?
You love to run block, and you certainly want to keep your quarterback upright. And you know, I'm sure that Alex or someone else will be down here to speak on the two running backs, but certainly they're fine football players, and there's fine football players in that room already. And, you know, it's always been the thing. It doesn't matter who's carrying the ball or who's throwing the ball. Our job is to block, and we're going to get better at that. And certainly these two young men will help us get better at that.